The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. Here on the 25th of January, 2016. I know I'm just trying to repair my microphone.
25th.
January the 25th, 2016,
wow.
Right here at 7:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Welcome back, Linda.
Love to talk about our Mondays. We're going to get into, like, cha-ching, you know, like, that's like, hi, rahai, wa-ching. You know.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
not sure.
Well, you know,
what
we're going to, like, you know, you're whipping the, you know, come on, you're snapping the bull whip.
Did
you
somebody
have to play
just
that.
Dubbing a kung fu movie?
I know. I just break a face.
No, I mean to talk about everything that happened over the weekend and the last week, and then we'll get in with what's happened, things you must know on Monday.
She's already going.
Well, we have a lot of good things, but anyway, let's talk about the weather. Currently 44 degrees. We love it to bring you the weather because we know that as you're tuning in on the morning. In fact, yesterday, shout out to those people who just got a Wi-Fi radio. So they can hear the show. They live in Millville. They say it's a little sketchy sometimes in little areas. Wi-Fi radio. Good morning if you guys are listening this morning. Thank you. We love you. Okay, 44 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 62, mostly clear tonight with 43. Did you see the moon over the weekend? The glowing, phenomenal moon.
The wolf moon.
What's it? Is that what they...
That's what it's called. The January, full moon of January is called the wolf moon for reasons I looked up, and now I forget. But wow. Also the planetary alignment, so it's quite the sky show.
They had the five planets line up there. That
oh.
Was, oh, yeah. It's
so
it's
that's
very
what
rare.
Was happening.
It's rare.
Okay, well, that's why I needed to go. I needed to go down because I needed to get ready for the five planets aligning. Tomorrow calls for increasing clouds with our highs of 64 tomorrow, Tuesday night cloudy, and Wednesday mostly cloudy with 64. Actually, the next 3 days don't have rain in the forecast, and the
maybe
weather is
some sunshine.
And weather is brought to you by Shasta. Well, it's sunny today. Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, where they're locally owned and operated. Give them a call at
365-3793.
There you
discounts
go.
Discounts for seniors and veterans.
Hey, Bob, can you give us a little lake update?
Oh, I'm going to put a smile on your face right now. Now, bear in mind that on January the 1st of this year, Shasta Lake stood at 920 feet above sea level. As of the last update, it is now at 962 feet, so that's 42 feet in less than a month. We are on track. It may not fill, but we're on track to have plenty of lake.
We're going to be up there, and it's going to be raining some more here. Okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
You know, this weekend. Okay. One thing. We saw Flashdance last night.
The musical. Flashdance, the musical.
It was down at the Civic. And I tell you what, a lot of people missed out on an opportunity to see a really, really fine musical.
It was a touring national show, and great singers, great dancing. I mean, I have to tell you that the songs, you know, you wonder how people take a movie and then they adapt from the movie a play and then write music to it. So, of course, you had What a Feeling, and you had some of the, you know, She's a Maniac and Gloria. But there were songs in between with the characters, and they were all had, and there were kids in the crowd. And
little
it was
risque,
like,
little risque, and some of it was
some
risque.
Of it was risque, but it wasn't
when they were in
too
the strip
bad.
Club.
Yeah, they had a couple like lap dancing numbers
things
that were
going on.
Yeah, but no nudity, a couple foul things. I think they flipped the bird once or twice. I guess that's normality today. But beyond that, I'm talking about the songs. Pop really a good sense. Pop sense of music you could understand. Everything was not in minor keys or things like that. So it was a really fun musical. And, you know, hats off to the folks at Civic, you know, Nathan and Corey. Nathan bought that in. And I just, you know, just wish that we could somehow instill into our Reading, Anderson, and all of our Northern California area to come to these Broadway shows that the Civic puts on, because they really are phenomenal, and audience numbers matter.
I keep telling them to book, you know, either Pentatonics or Lindsey Stirling. You know, just, that's just me. Wouldn't that be great?
You play a lot of both of them.
But you also need, you know, you also need, you need the, you know, plays coming through and all this. And a Broadway series, besides in between the, you know, in between the, you know, the musicians, but a Broadway series is cool. And it allows you to kind of stretch out things you haven't been able to see here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just country music or, you know, or heavy metal or stuff like this, but this had a play, had a plot. And it wasn't like the movie in that sense that, I mean, the basic premise was a girl that was working in the steel mills that wanted to dance. I mean, it followed the movie, except it was you know, a lot of different things to it.
Believing in yourself, having,
yourself,
you know, the grit power.
Making a sacrifice.
And going through fear.
Yep, fighting through fear. Anyway, good. And speaking of fighting through fear.
We have so much to cover. This is exciting. So glad to be back.
Broncos. In the Patriots. You know, today I have to turn up the volume in my headphones because Linda set a new volume record for the Bot Stadium yesterday.
It was exciting.
And when Peyton and Tom Brady were battling it out like a couple heavyweights.
It was like a couple heavyweights.
But when Peyton Manning pulled the ball back down and ran, this is how bad he wanted to win. And, you know, when you see things like that, you think he's going to win if he's willing to do this. He pulls the, you know, like he's going to pass, and he pulls the ball down, and he runs for the first down. He runs. And it's not like he's burning the track on the way down there. But he's going, and it catches everybody by surprise. Both teams, you know, it caught the Broncos by surprise. It caught, of course, the Patriots by surprise. And he makes the first, he ran for like 12 yards. And made first down, but it was the most a Denver player had made up until then, as far as running, and it showed the Bronco players on the sidelines, and they're pointing, they're going, he ran.
Well, don't you think
it was funny?
I mean,
to win.
In my opinion, and it kind of surprises me that, you know, when you're playing, I would think somebody of his caliber is one of the best of. In the world, go down historically as, you know, and will be the oldest. He will be the oldest quarterback to ever play in the Super Bowl. I'm loving that.
So am I.
You know, he still has his mojo. And don't you think that he would want to be amongst his team players or among his men? Let's say you're in the service. Among your men, you want to be inside the game. So, I mean, you'll do whatever it takes.
He's a leader.
He will do whatever it takes. And, I happen to really love to watch Tom Brady play. He got sacked so many times yesterday. He was beat up pretty badly. But you know what? He's going to probably have another year. So I was really rooting for Peyton Manning because I really want this Super Bowl for him.
What they're saying now about
however, Carolina
about Peyton,
kicks some major butt.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. But Peyton Manning, here's a guy that he knows this is it. This is his sayonara. And this is what he wants. But I tell you, that Denver team picked it up yesterday.
Yeah. This is ticker tape
time. They don't have a lot of big names in that team except him. And Peyton Manning, what he's doing is he doesn't have the arm. He just doesn't have that arm anymore. But he is probably one of the smartest quarterbacks in football. And what he does is he throws the ball. He picks the spots. And then he does have some good receivers that will climb up and get the ball. And then that defense is just...
They were kicking.
That defense is like...
There was...
They should have been called, you know...
Gladiators.
Here comes Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Huns are coming across.
Spare no mercy.
Yeah, none. Anyway. Hey, one other good
Love
thing.
Love it. Oof.
This portion
gets
of the
me
show,
pumped.
This portion of the show is, of course, being brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number.
Because when you have days like we have...
You have days like you just love being able to climb into a bed at night.
Right.
Do your Sleep Number setting. My Sleep Number setting is 45.
And mine changes. Mine changes quite a lot. You know, the weather has been damp, and I've just been fighting this thing that everybody has. So, you know, the best thing that you can do, the number one thing, if you had one thing you could do for yourself, that's rest. And so sometimes when I hit that wall, that is what I do. And the best place for me to rest is in my Sleep Number bed. This is true. I'm not reading anything. This is truly true. And it's where my body replenishes itself so that I can go out and do. Everybody says, I don't know how you keep that schedule. What? Well, because every now and then I just have to go into that cave and rest. But resting every night is important as well to get a deep sleep. So here we are, get up at 5:30 in the morning. We have this full day. And I feel like once I get past the grog, I feel really like, let's go.
Past the grog.
Past the grog.
Anyway, it's with the Sleep Number settings, the Sleep Number bed, and the Sleep IQ technology, can't beat it. And right now, going down there, you can start off your year with a Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology starting at under $1,100, and where? At the Target Shopping Center. Head on down to Target Shopping Center, see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there, and they will show you how to have a great night's sleep for the rest of the year.
I was going to say Valentine's Day is coming.
There it is.
Oh, Andrew, that was weird.
That Sleep Number
that
setting.
That was weird.
Find out what that Sleep Number
Hi,
setting
honey.
Is. We'll be right back after these messages.
Roses
no,
and
no,
a mattress.
No, that's enough. You've been off enough. Okay. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top, or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:21 here on a Monday morning, 2016, January 25th. 44 degrees today right now, going up to 64 with some sunshine coming in. The lake has gone up 40 feet, 42 feet here in this month. And this portion of the show is brought to you our Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. It's going to be February 19th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. You can buy raffle tickets for guns. It's going to have all types of great things. And for questions, go call Vince Stevenson, 949-5000. 949-5000. Give him a call.
Okay, the five things you need to know on Monday. I like to pull this up off the USA Today, and we're going to read some of the headlines. Of course, the blizzard is over, but travelers' woes continue. The blizzard of 2016 dumped ice and snow on airports from Carolinas to New England, and though the snow finally stopped, airlines are scrambling to get their flights back on track.
They're talking about, 22 people are dead from the result of this blizzard, and millions
12,000
are
flights
still snowed in on the East Coast.
12,000 flights.
26 inches in Central Park.
Canceled since Friday.
You know it's going to take them. They're saying it's going to take at least a week to get all this thing unscrewed.
That, you know, I just imagine.
That's a lot of snow.
Hi, honey, I'm stuck in the East Coast.
For a week.
Yeah. Egyptian government cracks down on fifth anniversary of uprising.
Yes. They called it the Arab Spring. Something like that. Another great foreign policy decision by President Obama and Hillary Clinton.
More clashes between protesters and police. Rights activists say the government has returned to Mubarak-era practices like torture, random arrests, and more recently, forced disappearances. Fatah al-Sisi has praised the country's police and vowed a firm response to any threat to the country's stability. What do you think about that?
I think that all of the Middle East is in a turmoil because of President Obama and Hillary Clinton's foreign policies. I mean, they took down the government of Libya, and they're still fighting in there. There's nobody running Libya. You've got Syria, which is causing this huge influx of millions of refugees all throughout Europe because of his inability or unwillingness to take the lead in this, and so you gave it to the Russians who are in there now. You've got Iraq in a semi-civil war with ISIS, brought on by the fact we pulled all of our troops out. That was under Hillary Clinton and Bill and President Barack Obama. And then you've got Iran, who is building up. He's been given a nuclear weapon, which has just terrified everybody in the Middle East, which is why the Saudis are dumping so much oil on the market right now, which is running the large part of the American economy. So, would you say the Middle East is in good shape since President Barack Obama has been there? No, of course not. And who was his foreign policy? Who was his Secretary of State? Hillary Clinton. Who's running for president?
Oh, boy.
More of the same. Isn't that scary? It's scary to me. If you had kids, my friends, if you have children or grandchildren, it's very scary to think that maybe Hillary Clinton's going to continue this type of non-action or this type of this total line of mistakes and keep going and building on it. If you had, I fear for my grandchildren right now that they're going to be fighting over in the Middle East or in our country for years based on decisions made by this president. And that includes about what he's done to the military, his disdain for the military.
Okay, next. Malaysia says it will send a team of investigators today to inspect debris found on the southern coast of Thailand for a possible link to Flight 370, the Malaysian airline flight that vanished almost 2 years ago. The large piece of white curved metal was found by a fisherman in Thailand's Nakhon Si Thammarat province. Japanese rocket maker Mitsubishi Heavy Industries said Monday that the metal is likely part of a rocket launched by Japan.
So it's not the debris from the plane?
Not sure. They're looking into it. They're investigating. Possibly linked.
Possibly linked.
Okay. And then we want to, of course, talk about this headline that you were asking me to open up here. And that is Johnson Controls Tyco Merge and Tax Avoiding Inversion Deal.
Get this one. Johnson and Tyco are merging. Now, this is a multi-billion dollar deal, of course. But guess what they're doing?
Is that me?
Yeah, sorry. That's her. Okay. That's you. What they're doing now is moving their headquarters and everything offshore into Ireland. Why? Taxes. Our country's tax scheme of 35% is more than any place else in the world. They can save money, millions and millions and millions of dollars, by going offshore. Do you hear anybody talk about, you know, is there anybody out there that say, hey, I am going to reform this. I'm going to reform this. I'll bring our country, I'll bring these companies back into the United States by giving them a fair tax rate. I think I've heard Trump say that, maybe Cruz. I'm not sure. But I know one thing is that you've got the other side, the Democrat. No, we're just going to tax them. Well, this is what happens. Multi-billion dollar corporations merging and moving out of the country.
And I would add these companies provide the lion's share of the industrial control systems, along with Honeywell, for the entire country, for our entire manufacturing.
And
base.
So what are they doing? They're moving out of the country because they can't.
From Milwaukee to Cork Island. We were in Cork. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful there.
Okay, so it's $32 billion in annual revenue.
$32 billion in annual revenue. Now, could have been kept here in the United States if there had been a reasonable tax, you know, a tax scheme. And so now they're going to have to, you know, so what, is the United States going to try and keep them from moving to Ireland?
Well, the companies expect to shed $500 million in costs over the first 3 years of the deal and expect to save $150 million annually in taxes through the inversion.
$150 million in taxes. Now, if you said, okay, look, we're going to charge you a 20% instead of 35%. That would have been something there that we could have had 20% of the billions. Instead, we've got none, and now we've got companies moving offshore. They're taking the jobs. It's not just you know the taxes they pay. It's the jobs and all this other things. Like go to Cork, Ireland, because frankly, Cork, Ireland is really nice. Cork, Ireland is really a nice place. We really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, the people speak English and all this, but they still they're having problems over there that's unbelievable too, as far as unemployment and all this. So now we're taking and putting a company over there, a company headquarters that will hire people, going to get good tax breaks, and they get to go down to Irish pubs all the time.
And a major company like that, it's not just the company itself. It's all the support industries, the ripple effect through communities, big empty facilities.
I think they're just talking about the headquarters, though. Mm. I think the other things will continue here, but having it headquartered offshore enables them to save, what did you say, $150 million a year? $150 million a year.
But
in
how
taxes,
long before the, you know, the other
before something else
has
moved out?
Too,
there you go. Like Caterpillar. Didn't Caterpillar start moving their stuff down into Mexico? You know, there's something wrong when we have viable industries here and we can't keep them in the United States because we're taxing them so high. You can't see the trees. You know, because you're fixated on you can't see the forest because you're fixated on one tree. You're just looking at this one tree, and you don't see around you as 100,000 more trees. But no, I'm just looking at this tree. No, everything about trees is in this one tree. Even though there's hundreds of different kinds of trees out there. But no, everything's in this one tree. I know everything I need to know about this because it's got one tree here. That one tree stands for all of them.
Well, that's like the Bernie Sanders viewpoint. We're just going to tax the billionaire class. Well, they're going to go away.
Yeah, well, they are.
They won't be billionaires.
What happens when that pond dries up?
Well, the thing is, you can take all the money of all the billionaires in the United States, at top 1%, and it still wouldn't do anything. I mean, what? What's it going to bring back into the economy? Not even a drop. And frankly, you know what? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about people that are upset with other people because they've done well. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. It's 7:30 in the morning here on the 25th of January. It's 44 degrees out there, going up to 64 with some sunshine. Thanks to the Shasta Gas Propane people for Shasta Gas and Propane for giving us the weather reports every morning. Give them a call, 365-3793. It is 7:30, the 25th of January, 2016. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Do you want to have more fun in 2016?
The Reading Civic Auditorium has you covered.
Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are back February 13th.
C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is now a critically acclaimed theatrical masterpiece. The Associated Press calls devilishly funny. Don't miss it, March 4th.
March 6th, Shinedown rocks the house for one epic night.
March 20th, join Celtic sensation Lorena McKennitt for an intimate evening of music.
And who can resist the hardest working man in show business? That's right, Jay Leno is in the house March 26th.
Now don't get scammed on your tickets to these great shows. Go to www.readingcivic.com or contact our box office at 530-229-0022. For more show announcements and pre-sale access, sign up for our emails at the Reading Civic Auditorium's website, www.readingcivic.com, or contact the box office at 530-229-0022.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning! 7:33 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're just kind of like rambling on here for another 30 minutes before we get
Shelly. We're not rambling on. We have a lot of stuff. Good headlines.
Well, but we're rambling, but...
This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Oh, I don't know. Oh, Northern Firearms Instruction. And this is part of a instruction team that works all over Northern California. Ted Leidy has opened his company up several years ago and now is in teaching in seven counties. All of his instructors are all NRA instructors. They have classes all the time. They have co-ed classes, women's only classes, advanced pistol classes, all of these through Northern Firearms Instruction. Great, great, great results. We'll even provide guns and ammo to those who don't have one but want to learn about pistols and how to protect themselves in this kind of unsettled world we're in. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. Andy McDonald. Do you know who that – oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You already started it.
Well, we're talking about, you know, how the companies – that story you had, which was a great story about how Johnson and Tyco are – moving their headquarters out. And I don't know what it is about people that, you know, if you and I bought a ticket on first class on an airline, and we get in there and they bump us out of that first class into coach, and if we said anything about it, like if we tweeted, not that I tweet, but if I tweeted and said, hey, I paid first class and they moved me down to coach, this is unfair, you know, people would probably just you know, would jump on and say, yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair. How can they do that? Well, Andy McDowell, who's an actress and a Revlon spokeswoman, you said, it happened to her. And when she tweeted it and said, hey, you know what, I paid for it, you know, and she was attacked by all these people on Twitter saying that, oh, you poor little rich girl, oh, you poor little, I mean, just things like this. And she said, hey, look, I don't mind riding the bus. I don't mind riding the subway. It's the fact I paid for the ticket. That's what upsets me. And these other people then jumped in and said, yeah, hey, you know what? I don't care who it is. You pay for a ticket. You deserve to ride on that. No wonder you're upset.
This is my point with social media and people who are faceless. It's people have become mean and uncaring, and it really it's just an uptick in the trend as far as just knee-jerk reaction to say something like that. Now, I do have a friend. We have a mutual friend that was on a flight, and she was tweeting from
American Airlines
the plane as she was held on the tarmac. This is not during the storm, by the way, for 4 or 5 hours. One glass of water.
They got one glass of water.
In 5 hours. Then there was this whole thing with luggage being lost, flights being delayed, trying to reroute, still not being able to, and then to get back and find out, well, your flight was never, it never existed. That flight's been not even, you know, they've just, you know, so the records and the entire experience for her, and it was American Airlines, by the way, I was just going to say that. Well, when we came back from the break, we had slated this to talk about the Islamic State released a video, this is out of London, purporting to show 9 Paris attackers before they launched their assaults on the French capital. The video was released Sunday by the extremist group's media center and shows militants training, beheading, and shooting captives in its territory. The group, also known as ISIL or ISIS, has claimed responsibility for the November 13th attacks, which targeted a concert hall, a restaurant and cafe, and the national stadium, killing 130 people. We all stood by and mourned and just couldn't believe the profound intensity that we felt with that.
If people don't believe that this war is not going to come to the shore, when we've already starting to see that. And we've got to take all the precautions we can. And people, you know, oh, how can you, you know, you put people into Iraq and, you know, and all these places. Well, trust me. Would you rather fight them there? And, oh, okay, that's, how well has that worked? Well, it's worked well enough that we're not getting hit like Hito did. And like Charlie Hito or the theaters and everything where people were being killed and slaughtered there.
Well, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said that the defense ministers from France and 5 other nations have agreed to intensify the campaign, whatever that means, against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Well, wouldn't you be curious? I guess we'll never know what the campaign is, but I don't know, Carl. You know, with all of the political correctness that we must seem to live by today, I would think one in a military position that is a leader may make a suggestion, strong suggestion. But do you feel that in order to really say how you feel, maybe in these positions today, one has their hand tied behind their back?
I think so. Major General John Kelly said it was a mistake, but everything they're doing with this political correctness and trying to integrate women into combat arms. And
he said, didn't you have a nasty comment on that from one of your blogs?
Yeah, and I mentioned that last week. I'm a misogynist because not that I don't think women are more than capable of doing most everything in the world, except when it comes down to when it gets right down to the nitty gritty. 155-pound woman and 155-pound man, he's stronger than she is. And in almost every case, it'll be maybe sometimes they're not, but this is why we have diverse teams. This is why we have men's teams and women's teams, and why Ronda Rousey was fighting Holly Holm instead of, you know, some 135-pound guy. She never had a chance. She wouldn't have a chance. She didn't have a chance against Holly Holm either, but maybe we'll see next time.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think next time she's going to fight. I know. I think next time she's going to fight her differently, and it was just a huge upset. But anyway, but going on is that you've got to make your decisions based on on the best studies, which, you know, which have been done about these things, and not get into this political correctness, you know, silliness, which we've gotten into. And, you know, thank you to President Obama and the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of the Navy, all these guys. It's not like it's, oh, we're not going to change the standards. Of course you'll change the standards. Of course you will. Maybe not now. Maybe the generals and the admirals can fight you and hold it to now. But what about next time? Oh, well, you know what? We need women infantry officers. Do we? We've managed to win a whole lot of battles without women infantry officers. Women intelligence officers, women aviators, women, all of these things have done just an outstanding job. We've won because of them, too. Not in spite of them, but because of them. Anyway. People already know how I feel about this.
I'm all for women fighter pilots. I mean, down in NAS Miramar back in the 70s, one of the most formidable pilots in the Top Gun program was a little 5'6" redheaded gal who just whipped the butts of the Navy pilots.
Oh yeah, I mean, the whole thing is I remember a Marine Corps colonel talking about women and being jet fighter pilots, and he goes, well, you know what, they just don't have the strength to do that. And when he said that, you know, of course, there's a couple women on staff, and they're kind of looking at him. He says, of course, the world's top aerobatic pilot is a woman. He says, in fact, maybe the top two are.
They can endure,
you know, and I can never tell if Frosty brought that up because he thought that women could or that women couldn't. And no, I don't think anybody knew. It's true that most of them are, you know, the top two are women. And they're pulling a lot of G's. Now, there's all these laws that are talking about, like, ballot. Can you take a ballot selfie in the voting booth?
What?
This is one of the measures. And the other one is, Angel has written here, it says, can you take a ballot safety in the voting booth?
And
you know, that's one of the things our legislatures really tell me they're not really voting on that. Another one was double pay for working on Thanksgiving. And what about a 50-month a diaper voucher for many families with babies on welfare? I guess the families on welfare. Of course, that doesn't, you know, the people that are really busting their humps working two jobs, they don't get one because they're not on welfare. Just something else to get you in there. Anyway.
Are we having fun yet?
I tell you what, this is just, it's almost scary sometimes when you see all the things that are happening like this, all the things that are going on, you know, to bring people, you know, to make people more dependent on our government. More dependent each day, more dependent on our government. We're just going to give, we're just going to spend more money here for social programs, but not especially education. And by the way, let's raise taxes so we can fix our infrastructure. When the only thing the government is supposed to do is protect our borders and do the infrastructure. How all this other stuff got piled in, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how this just keeps on creeping out and creeping out and creeping out. They want to give more and take away more. But that's the bottom line. We'll give you this, but you're going to give us a little more freedom here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. We come back. Let's talk about something that the Supreme Court may do that could have, besides its usual impact, could have a huge impact on presidents. After these messages, Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. 44 degrees out there on the 25th of January, going up to 64 today.
Seen each other in a dream. Seemed like he knew me. He looked right through me. Yeah. Oh, homegirl, he said with a smile. You don't have to love me yet. Let's get
home. Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater.
Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala Event, February 12th.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked gluten-free and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good morning. Oh, you know what? Of course, we know it's Don Henley. Dirty Laundry is what it's called.
Is that Don, Henley of American Pie? Or was that somebody else?
No, that's Don.
Don the drummer of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, last week we just never had a time. You know, there's just been so much. January's been like, wow. Friends passing away, musical icons that have been like fabric of our lives. People with David Bowie and with Glenn Frey. I mean, that just, last night when we joined some friends at to see Flashdance, the musical at the Civic, we were talking about that because when my girlfriend went to Oregon and she saw the Eagles, and she said one of the things that she noticed is they were all in good shape. They were all, and Glenn Frey, she said, was so funny, and they played for 3 hours. You know, and that was just last year. So I think, I'm not sure, am I alone here? But I don't know. We've had, you know, Rich Bay passing away here. You know, how many lives he touched. The list goes on. It make you really think about, you know, what am I doing with my life? Am I, again, you know, am I being a good family person, a community-minded person? If I've got my priorities straight, am I doing good things? You know, not only for myself, to myself, but when you're good to yourself, you're usually good to others. So that song just brought up, isn't that interesting? You just have to play a line, and it makes me think of all of that stuff. That's the power of music. Anyway, your turn. I could go on and on, but
Supreme Court's looking at the at this Dreamer app that was brought. Of course, President Obama had the Dreamer Act, and the state of Texas says, nope, you can't do that. So this has worked its way up to the Supreme Court. And there's an Article 2 of the Constitution. It says that the president, he shall take care that laws are faithfully executed. Seen through their eyes when they wrote this, and as many people read it today, it means the administration or the president administers the law. He doesn't dispense it, nor does he change it. In Obama the Dream Act, Congress wouldn't pass it, and he said, I've changed the law. And when he said that, and he used those words, that I've changed the law, it struck the that was something he cannot do. He cannot just change the law arbitrarily. Then you have that's the difference between presidents and kings. Kings can change the law. That was why the Constitution was written, and the Bill of Rights was written, so that we wouldn't have kings here. Anyway, so now this is working its way up here. Now, what this also means, though, is that the Supreme Court of the United States could really limit what presidents do on these executive orders and other objects. So this is a huge case going up there. And people may not realize the far-ranging effects of this case could have on the Dream. You know, just it's not just knocking down the Dream Act. It's saying that, well, presidents do not have the right to circumvent Congress. Wouldn't that be interesting? That in that point they can't pass little laws and say we're not going to. I'm going to give orders to the immigration people not to enforce these certain laws. They couldn't do that. The President of the United States shall take care that laws are faithfully executed. What's that mean then for these cities that are the sanctuary cities? They're breaking the laws. The president shall take care that laws are faithfully executed and administer the laws. Don't dispense with them or change them. He's changing the laws. And perhaps probably other presidents have done that. You know, FDR did when he gathered all the Japanese and took them, put them in concentration camps. He was not following the law. So this is really an important case. I just can't wait to see what comes out with this and see how wide-ranging this is. Now, this has come up. I mean, they could put the president on notice saying, hey, it is a, you know what? Via the Constitution, you have to enforce the laws. You can't just change them arbitrarily when they suit you because you don't like the fact that Congress didn't pass a law that you wanted. See, that just keeps it – that's where you have your checks and balances there. And that's what they're for. If you don't like something Congress has done, that's why the president can veto it. If there's a law that's passed and the Supreme Court can take a look at it and they can change it or uphold it, checks and balances. You can't just, after being told no, just, okay, I'm going to just change the law. Okay, it's no longer 6 points. It is now 8 points when you score. That had helped out. That would have helped out the Broncos.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't have helped out the Cardinals at all. They just got
They made some big changes in the last couple of years on the scoring.
Well, I tell you what.
With the kicking?
Yeah, when they go back.
The field?
When they go back on the point after, they're kicking it from 33 yards. Mm-hmm. And they've had every place kicker, I think everyone but four in the league has missed at least one extra point.
When you think about the pressure.
Including that one from New England who missed
the first one.
The first one.
And he's made, what, 300 in a row or something?
No, 565 extra points he's made in a row. And the one he misses is in the playoff games.
Well, it can happen. I'm just like, you know.
It can happen.
Oh, I have to share the story because this is the love of when you really love your work and when you're going to make it happen. And we need to hear more stories like this. This is out of North Carolina. When Gabby Lagden had to come to work, there was one problem. Her rear-wheel drive truck always gets stuck in the snow. With the ground wet, the back wheels will just sit there and spin, and you can't go anywhere, she said. So she decided to ride her horse. What better way to get to work than to ride my horse? Can get him out, get some exercise, and enjoy the beautiful scenery in the way. You can't predict the weather, so you might as well just go with it. Lagden's only problem for her 7-mile ride in North Carolina, no headlights. So she had to leave work early before it got dark. People love it. I've gotten lots of smiles, lots of thumbs up. kind of takes them back the wild, wild west, I guess. So, you know, if I would do any stories about, you know, things that are warm-hearted in America, that would be like the spirit of somebody, you know, my truck got stuck, I'm going to get my horse, let's go. Love it. I just wonder where she tied the horse up when she went to work.
and it wasn't taken while she was gone.
You know, when I first was working in Vegas, out in Green Valley, between, you know, Vegas and Henderson, they used to, they had a lot of ranches out there, like Wayne Newton, and people had their ranches out there. So you go down Tropicana off the strip. Tropicana would take you out there, and the back road, I can't remember, east or whatever, went all the way out to Henderson. They still had hitching posts up in front of the stores, because that's how people would get back and forth. They'd ride their horses everywhere. And I remember my agent down in Beverly Hills would talk about, in the old years, of course, in the 20s and 30s, down in Beverly Hills and Sunset Boulevard, people rode horses. So they had, it's hard to believe. But so anyway, here you go. I think that's really great. She gets a, you know, would you please ring the bell? That gets a ring the bell for me. There we go.
There you go.
Great story.
This is something that people
get on your horse and go,
this
buddy.
Is what people should be thinking about. Can President Obama really have a third term? how can he get a third term in here? I mean, think about it. How does he get a third term? And there's just all this silence out there.
Maybe because it's such a horrifying.
Well, first of all, he can't. But the other thing is, he doesn't want to run. He says, "I don't want to run again. I've had it. You know, this is it. I've had it. You know, I'm not planning on running again. Nor do I want to. Nor does the country want me to." And I thought that was kind of interesting. But you know, every time you talk about Obama in the third term, you get people that, I mean, people that I know, I've known for a long time, will say, "Oh no, you just wait. There'll be no election." Really? No, there won't be an election. There'll be something's going to happen. There won't be an election. And he's going to have to, you know, stay in there. And I went, really? Do you believe this? No, but these are the same guys that believe other things. And
I will tell you one of the reasons why Obama would be glad to get out of the White House is that right now he's kind of known as the first real geek president, you know, who has really adopted current technologies. But he can't have any of this stuff. He can't have an iPhone, can't have a fully equipped iPad, can't play, you know. He's been seen with a Fitbit, but all that stuff has been carefully blocked, because there's this worry from national security advisors that the president having a device that could be hacked is probably a really bad idea. So he's anxious to be able to freely own an Android phone or something like that, like the rest of us, because right now the best he can do is a very secured BlackBerry.
A BlackBerry like Secretary Clinton?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just wondering, is that like Clinton's very, very one? Okay. You know what? Going for a third term, and there's reasons that you can't. I mean, of course.
Okay, my stomach is upset.
Why, about him running for a third term?
I went into depression, but I got a Brighton bag out of the whole thing. Carl Thomas, I couldn't get out of bed for 2 days. And, you know,
this is my non-political wife.
I'm a pretty optimistic person, but when I found, you know, I was all about, you know, just making a change. I mean, I was changey hopey, but not for that. So anyway,
I was changey hopey,
but not for that. So I just went into like a, you know, life is changing as I know it. And it just had to like deal with the covers were my friends. So, or my sleep number was my best friend. So Carl comes back and it was so cute because he came home with, this box, and it was this beautiful handbag, and it was Brighton, you know, a dandelion right down the street from us. So he comes in with this dandelion handbag. I always look at that. I still carry it, and I just think that was really cute. But anyway,
we'd have to go heavy in the Gucci.
Yeah, no.
I don't have enough money.
Talking about third term. Don't even go there. We have to switch our gears into throwing it into a positive.
Right.
don't backslide on me, please.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. You know, I didn't mean to get you that. Oof. You know, I know. You'll be okay. You know, the country survives. The country survives. The country is getting ready to make a change, a radical change. And here's the thing. All the different countries you're in, You know, they have radical changes. It's with gunfire and revolution. Here, we can make a radical change just by voting. And that's what
true.
Everybody has to do. You need to go out and vote.
Thank you
we'll
for
be
that.
Right back after these messages with CareNet and Shelley Gibbs in the battle that pro-life organizations are having with the state. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The winter storm that has blanketed much of the East Coast is downshifting debate on a major energy bill this week. The details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Senators from both parties have plans to bring up numerous amendments to this wide-ranging bill, including amendments on coal, energy efficiency, and efforts to make statements on climate change. But the powerful winter storm that shut down the federal government at least through Monday has convinced Senate leaders to postpone all votes until Wednesday evening at the earliest. The bill enjoyed bipartisan support in the Senate Energy Committee, but with the additional amendments, it becomes more likely that that spirit of bipartisanship might erode.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon, the vote in the Senate Energy Committee was 18-4, showing that the bill has a promising future once lawmakers do vote on it. FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker says air travel may be back to normal by the middle of the week after it was seriously disrupted by a weekend snowstorm.
Not only will it take probably 2 to 3 days to get back to a completely normal schedule at this point, but also airlines need to accommodate the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people that had their travel plans disrupted.
There were at least 30 deaths tied to the storm, including snow shoveling-related deaths and carbon monoxide fatalities, in addition to a number of auto accidents. A survey finds the average price of gasoline has plunged 14 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.91 on average nationwide. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says oil prices did take a bump upward on Friday.
If they keep that, which is worth a few pennies per gallon equivalent, then that would end this price slide for gasoline. In fact, if the price continued strengthening in the crude oil market, well, then gasoline prices would rise some from here.
Lundberg says right now prices are about 16 pennies a gallon cheaper than they were a year ago. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the Dow. Right now, it's down 101 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump attended church on the second to last Sunday before the Iowa caucuses.
Trump sat in a fifth-row pew at the First Presbyterian Church in Muscatine, Iowa. Afterwards, he said he enjoyed the hour-long service.
It was really good. I learned something. We talked about humility at church today. I don't know if that was aimed at me, perhaps.
Religious voters are a major factor in the opening contest on the presidential nominating calendar, and Trump has been working hard to build his appeal among evangelical Christians.
That's Greg Clugston reporting the September wildfires that killed 6 people in Northern California did a total of about $1 billion in damage. The state's insurance department released a preliminary estimate today of the 2 fires that burned more than 200 square miles in a remote territory north and northeast of San Francisco. One fire centered in Lake County destroyed some 1,300 homes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Portugal, with its struggling economy, has now elected a new president, as correspondent George Bonzani reports.
Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa is Portugal's president-elect, besting 9 other rivals with a 52% majority. At age 67, he's a law professor and political commentator, considered center-right against Parliament's socialist minority that's backed by the Communist Party and radical left bloc. Rebelo de Sousa warns he would oppose policies that would hamper debt recovery. The prime minister vows full cooperation. Portugal's recovery from a Euro 2011 bailout rests on austerity measures, which Parliament would prefer to end. George Bonzani reporting.
A British adventurer has died while trying to cross the Antarctic alone. Former Army officer Henry Worsley was just 30 miles from the end of his destination, about a 1,000-mile trek. When he called for help and was airlifted off the ice on Friday, his family says he died following complete organ failure at a clinic in Chile. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 for our second hour here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock today on the 25th of January, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live all over the world on KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob. How are you doing today, buddy?
I am well. Thank you very much.
You're looking healthy and happy.
Still watching the grass grow from this vantage point.
There you go.
It's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with our highs of 62. Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 43. Increasing clouds tomorrow with our highs of 64 and tomorrow night 44. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 64. And as our week progresses, we have chance of rain on Thursday, then rain on Thursday night. Now Friday is rain as well. Saturday chance of rain and Sunday chance of showers. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And shall we go to the phones this morning with our friend Terry from the Tea Party? What's happening tonight, Terry?
Hey, darling. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Carl.
Hey.
Happy Monday, buddy.
It's always a good Monday.
Tonight at the Tea Party at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we have something for the entire community, probably for the whole county. And that is Sam Paredes, the president of the California Governors Association, will be talking about the laws that have been passed this year that infringe on our Second Amendment rights and how we're going to combat them. He talks about, you know, we have to go to court on every one of these laws, and California gun owners are the people who take the state of California to court. I put a call in also to the sheriff. We'll see if he comes, and we do have a sheriff that thank the Lord, does issue CCWs like they're going out of style.
Not only does he deliver them, he also comes to a lot of the classes just to be able to answer some questions on it. That's, you know, that's unusual, but, you know, he's out everywhere. So, but that's, you know, Sam Paredes is knows what's going on down in Sacramento, and they've just introduced two or three new bills that can really put a crimp on people buying ammo. Having guns can take away your possessions. If you've got magazines or over 10 rounds that you've owned for a long time that you could use before because you had them, now they want to collect them. They want to confiscate them in the name of safety.
Well, what they're doing is totally unconstitutional, and Sam Paredes isn't one of the leaders. Sam Paredes is the leader. Sam Paredes and the gun owners of California work hand-in-hand with the NRA because we have so many issues in California, we have to have our own organization to protect us. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we have no intercession as far as the state goes because we're not using it. But these laws are all unconstitutional. There's California law does not trump the Bill of Rights. I'll say that again. California law does not trump the Bill of Rights, period, end of sentence. What they're doing is unconstitutional. But it's just like the Congress having to take the president to court for all these different issues.
Article 2, the Constitution.
Yes, sir.
I was talking about that earlier. Okay, that's tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bellevue Road at 6 p.m. today.
Yes,
tonight.
Sir.
And we're going to get Sam on as soon as we can to get him on, too, to talk about it, too.
That would be outstanding. What would be nice to do is to get him and the sheriff on together. You could probably do that. Have the sheriff be your co-host.
I can't imagine Tom wanting to do that, except Tom. I mean, Tom's co-hosting.
That's his life after sheriffhood.
Oh, you know what? Frankly, I go out and get a cup of coffee and say, Tom, you got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay,
he
thanks a lot,
Terry. He loves to take us to break. Yeah.
Have a great day, you too.
Thanks,
you
bet. Terry.
Well, we're here. Well, we got to readjust her microphone so she can get that up like that.
Good
producer
morning.
Should be right there.
Good morning.
Yeah. Bob's got it. Shelley Gibbs.
Good morning, Shelley Gibbs.
Good morning.
CareNet. And you were not laughing, like, ha-ha. You were like, that look on your face when Terry said, well, California can't trump the Constitution. Well, not so fast,
yeah,
Terry.
Yeah, it makes me sick to my stomach, and he's
well,
right.
Well, before we go, let's talk about Shelley Gibbs. Welcome to the show this
Thank
morning.
You.
For those who possibly don't know about CareNet, you know, we know that you've been a regular about every 6 months. We have you on here. And so for those people that may be driving to school, their kids to school, going to work, maybe aren't really familiar with our subject that we're talking about this morning, how about a little backstory on Shelley Gibbs and CareNet?
Okay. So let's leave me out of it. Let's just talk about CareNet. I'm the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Center. It has been in the community for 31, going on 32 years. Years and years ago, when it first started in the 80s, used to be referred to as Crisis Pregnancy Center. So there's a lot of people in the community that are more familiar with that term. And that is our legal name. So we offer free services to the community, both men and women and children up to the age of 3. So we do pregnancy tests, first trimester ultrasounds. We have an incentive program that focuses on healthy families with education. So we labor and delivery, healthy pregnancy, nutrition, parenting, education, as well as like taking care of yourself and your newborn. So the whole program is encompasses throughout the pregnancy and through the child's third year. So we actually get to know families over almost a four-year period. It's a really beautiful thing. And so because we are a faith-based nonprofit, we do not receive government funding. So all of our funding comes in from local donors, businesses, and churches.
And you also provide clothing, diapers, food to
yep.
to families in
when men and women when men and women are in our program, it's an exchange program of sorts. And so the incentive program is, hey, you come in and we focus on education, which there's many things people are doing in the community as well, like meaning we incentivize for that. So if they go to family counseling, if they're going to a WIC program and they're enrolled in some classes there, if they go to an off-site class through the state of California Public Health or the Healthy Babies program, anything that's in the community that they are working toward a healthy pregnancy and a healthy life and healthy parenting, we incentivize for. So they get these points. These points translate into like Monopoly money, and that is spent in the 3 stores that we have in our building. So those 3 stores consist of those items, the wipes, diapers, formula, clothing, cribs, high chairs, playpens. All of those things actually get donated from the community. It's absolutely amazing. So it comes in the door and it goes right back out, and immediate needs are met for the families in our community.
So it's not just handed to them. They've got to, you know, they've got to accomplish things.
We do. We actually don't do handouts.
Right.
And there are many people in the community, I won't really spend a lot of time talking about that, but that are quote-unquote in the system, and they just expect that every agency that they go to. So there are agencies in the community that will just hand things over, but we are really trying to help equip people and educate people and empower them to make choices and kind of turn some things around. And so that educational piece is so imperative. And for years, there was this kind of stigma that, oh, well, a woman's pregnant, that's her problem, whether she's married or single, like she'll figure that on her own. And over the last several years, we've really tried to turn that around to say, no, where's dad in this process? And he needs to be equipped just as much as mom does. And so we've really opened the doors to men, regardless of whether they're dating or they're, say they broke up, you know, he can still be in the program to learn all the different things about getting ready to be a father. And so we do that for both men and women. It's amazing.
I find that interesting and actually encouraging. Recently I have several friends actually that have either been related to or looking for their siblings through adoption or
mm-hmm.
Mothers or fathers through, you know, who, where do I come from? Where's my, you know, I love my family, but there's something that I need to know. And so we're going back now 40, 50 years at a time when women were pregnant out of wedlock.
Right.
Or if you want to call it that, that's what they used to call it. They would go to this home in San Francisco. And I can't even remember the name of it. It's named after something, and they would have their child and would go into adoption. So it was like a hush-hush thing. People didn't want to talk about it. And it was just like it's a problem that took care of. It's done. So let's fast forward now to the new generation of let's just face this. This is happening. I love the fact that even if you're broken up, you're in trouble. It's not trouble. It's let's just figure it out.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's like facing it right now.
Well, what's happened over the years is with this shift of society at large of what's become more socially acceptable. I mean, teenage pregnancy, we are the number one nation in the world and in reporting nations of teenage pregnancies. And so our youngest client right now is 14 and our oldest client is 41. 2 years ago, we had a 13-year-old, so that's an eighth grader. And so that's something that even though that is happening, it's not so much that we want, if people walk in the door, we want to spend a ton of time and energy on shaming them. You know, their culture, their classmates, their parents, that's already going to be happening anyway, depending on their circumstances. And we're not just serving teenagers. But going back to your statement as far as like the stigma on, hey, let's go hush, hush, let's hide them in the corner, is that we're trying to... It's happening, and we want to partner, not that we're so great about every single unplanned pregnancy, because that's not always the best situation for a child, but we want to see how we can turn that situation that is good for the mom, the dad, and the child together and help equip them, where it's not so hush-hush, but hey, here's where we're at, and how can we move forward? And so coming up with a plan about moving forward and helping them with action steps, and maybe they don't, you know, it feels really overwhelming. You're pregnant for almost 10 months, and you can't think about... All you're thinking about is money and how you can't do it. And we're trying to say, well, no, yes, you can. And we're trying to infuse some hope into that situation and come alongside them right where they're at.
Okay, we're here with Shelley Gibbs of CareNet, and we're talking about what CareNet does. But we have to take a quick break here. It's 18 after 8 right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 44 degrees out there, going up to 64 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Feeling better now that we're through.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of January, 2016. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Father and son own Mighty Fine Foods, the world's largest convenience store, the world's smallest supermarket. Over 250 types of beers and 1,000 drinks. That's right, over 1,000 drinks. It's your one-stop shop. Yeah, not only can you get breakfast and lunch there through their great deli, they have the finest butcher shop around. All of this, locally owned, locally operated, and right here at 299 and Deschutes Roads. Mighty Fine Foods, great people giving great service out there. We're here with Shelley Gibbs, who is the director of CareNet. And CareNet is a pregnancy counseling center. And faith-based, takes no taxpayer money.
No, sir.
But yet the state of California thinks that they'd like to get into your business.
They would. They are. They did.
They did. They passed a law.
They did.
And how did, what was that? Kind of share with us what that looked like or what's happening.
Okay. Well, the bill was initiated by David Chu out of District 17. He's assemblyman. And it's called AB 775. And the short version is that David Chu, along with Planned Parenthood and a large pro-choice organization called NARAL, had previously written and published detailed reports over the last few years about how pregnancy centers, in essence, are a joke. And they would have secret people come in and pretend to be clients and then take stats on the information that they provided and then wrote up these reports about how we're not offering all the choices and we're misrepresenting healthy pregnancy, etc. And because we don't offer abortion, we should be. So the bill was put together to say, look, we don't like the fact that you are this podunk faith-based pregnancy center. You're only promoting life. We don't want you doing that. Since you don't provide abortions, every woman in the state of California should have immediate and free access, and this is in the bill, immediate and free access to an abortion if she so chooses. And since you don't refer for them, we're going to make you refer for them. That's the short version.
You know, and here's the thing that I find revolting about this is that you've got Planned Parenthood, who is under attack for selling baby parts, and you've got a faith-based organization which takes no tax money, and says, you know, just because you don't refer to abortion doesn't mean a person can't find out about it. Do they? It isn't like abortion is a deep dark secret anymore. It's everywhere. I mean, you can look at it on a computer, on an iPhone. It's any of these things, and then having to force. And we're talking about thousands, right?
There's thousands across the United States, but because California is kind of leading the nation and the union as far as implementing this into law, there's approximately 200 pregnancy centers in California
that are faith-based
and offering free services to the community at no charge to the government. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood and the local abortion clinic gets millions of dollars from, it's called the State Family Pact, and this is a budget that we all pay for that goes into offering free services for clients. Now, that does include STD testing as well as birth control, but it also does pay for an abortion as well. So a girl in the age of 12 years old and up in the state of California can receive a free abortion without her parents' permission.
And without them even knowing about it.
Without them even knowing about it.
Unless there's complications.
I don't even know if they'll do that then. I mean, there might be after
Well, I mean,
the
if, their daughter goes ends up in the hospital, they'd kind of like to find out why, I imagine. I mean, I don't know if that's ever happened or not.
I couldn't speak to that.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, so they've got that, and all the, and that's where taxpayer, whether you want your taxpayer money to go there or not, it still does that. But now that's not enough. They want a it's no different than having the Catholic Church teach in their insurance policies have say that you've got to provide the morning after pill, and that is, of course, is an abortion pill. So they've already said in the they've already said in the Supreme Court that you didn't have to do that. Am I wrong?
No, it's just it gets so deep and so dark and so twisted that it's like, how is this even possible that you can come in? And because if you read the First Amendment, and, you know, just like Terry was sharing earlier about the Second Amendment, like it just it's blowing my mind. I mean, it's this is only the beginning, in my personal opinion. And not that I want to sit here and speak fire, hell, and damnation or be negative. But like if they're going to come in to. What's next for a different type of nonprofit? Oh, you don't offer this service. We're going to make you refer for that. The thing that's it just blows my mind that it's that it even was pushed through that it's even an option. And this particular demographic that is wanting an abortion, just like how you're saying, all you have to do is Google it. And even if our clients that are desiring an abortion or are on the fence about what they'd like to do, say that they're in transitional housing, say that they are even maybe staying at one safe place, say that they are homeless or they're couch surfing or whatever that looks like, those men and women have smartphones. They either they have access, they have immediate and free access on their smartphone that they perhaps even got as an Obama phone that came from however many minutes they got. Like, it is not difficult to find out in the community where you can get an abortion. But to come in to a faith-based entity and say, we don't like the fact that you're not offering this service. The thing, people say this all the time, everywhere I go, everywhere we share. Where are they making the abortion clinics refer to you guys? Are they making the abortion clinics refer for life? If someone wants to keep their baby? This is crazy. Just 3 weeks ago, we had a fairly new employee over at the Medi-Cal office in social services contact us and said, wow, I am so glad that I finally got a hold of you guys. I am working with a young pregnant woman, and we're trying to find resources for her because she's in her second trimester and she really needs some help. So I called Planned Parenthood, and I called Women's Health Specialist, the local abortion clinic, and I was asking them for referrals for OB care, for prenatal care, prenatal vitamins, and what were some things in the community, blah, blah, blah. She goes on and on. And they said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't refer for that. We don't have referrals for that. So if a girl walks in, has a pregnancy test, and maybe they do have referrals, but whoever answered the phone that day did not refer to social services where this woman could actually get some help throughout her pregnancy because her Medi-Cal was pending. It hadn't gone through. Well, that's one of the first things. We work with four local OB clinics that said, look, we want to celebrate life in our community. These aren't Bible-beating, faith-based OB doctors. These are doctors in the community that are like, we want to help men and women, and we want to help families and make sure that they have everything they need. So if their Medi-Cal is pending, refer to them to us. We'll see them right away. We're not going to make them wait. We won't push them out. We'll make sure they get the care that they need. I mean, that we're talking about, I mean, one of the biggest things that when men and women get married or even if they're not married, being a parent is such a huge deal. They're having a healthy pregnancy. I mean, there's people that are trying to get pregnant all the time and can't. And so when they finally do, it's something to celebrate. And the other side of the fence, it's not something to celebrate. It's something that you're going to take life and make sure that this these people that are celebrating life that we aren't doing that. And so it's this big catch 22 of put this sign up and make sure you tell the community.
Before, when we started off earlier, we got to take a break. When we come back, staggering statistics that you started off with, Shelley, saying that America has the highest rate of teenage pregnancy.
They do.
Do you say in the world?
In the world. In the world with reporting nations. So nations that submit reports, you know, to the government about their stats about STDs, teenage pregnancies, etc. United States is number one.
Let's talk more about that when we get back. Oh, we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Shelley Gibbs from CareNet, and we look forward to seeing you on the other side of this break.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.
you've been hiding out lately, honey. Your mattress is trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked gluten-free and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Welcome back, Linda. 28 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Monday, January the 25th, 2016. 44 degrees going up to 64 today. It's going to be sunshiny. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Give them a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. The cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. A veteran-owned business right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And if you head on down the street on the last Friday of this month, Millie and Kathy are having the German food extravaganza the last Friday. I am going to go this Friday because...
Because you love German food.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't had German food in years.
It'd be wonderful.
I think I'm going to go down there. You know what? I'm going because I know you're going to be...
No, it'll be fun. You go and enjoy, and it's great. You better make reservations because I hear it sells out.
That's true. I better do that. Anyway.
All right.
Classic Cafe. All right. Hey, we're here with Shelley Gibbs.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we took a break, we were talking about...
from CareNet.
That, Shelley gets from CareNet. Welcome back to the show. I think for our listeners, too, we come back from the break. What we talked about before the break is that for the countries in the world that actually do report their teenage pregnancies along with, you know, STDs or whatever it is, the United States has the largest amount of teenage pregnancies. That just blows my mind.
Yep. We're number one out of all the reporting countries. Of the top 20, Switzerland is 20. Israel's kind of right in the middle.
And so many of these, of our children, or our mothers, are unmarried. 70%, I think, of children born in certain areas of the area of the United States are born to unmarried mothers, the whole thing is, even when they choose to have babies, even though that I think was it the largest, I think with African Americans have more babies aborted than in any
they
other.
They are the number one demographic.
Number one,
yes.
Demographic on something like that, and that, I mean, when you think about that, how many. Thousands and thousands and thousands.
You know what's really unique about that statement, Carl, is that Black Women of America signed that bill. They're one of the biggest supporters of the bill that just got pushed through to promote abortion. And yet they are the number one demographic that is literally wiping out their own race.
Well, according to some of the statistics here, 750,000 girls, and this might be an older, 750,000 girls aged 15 to 19 become pregnant each year.
That statistic is one in four. One in four teenage girls become pregnant in the United States.
82% of them are unplanned.
Absolutely.
So when you think that's
those are pretty accurate numbers.
Staggering. That's, well, I'm just Wikipedia. We're talking about. So, you're seeing what's happening here in the North State. And what we're taking away from this morning, Shelley, is the law that is holding, is making you jump through the hoops from something where you're faith-based, but you have to go through postings, and then another law of, like you were talking about, the mobile unit with the postings and the training. So it's another one of the squishing and the squashing of just what's wrong with what. It's like going into a church,
right,
and saying, or a restaurant, let's say. I know this is weird. But saying
it's not weird.
Why,
it's actually come up in court. The
why aren't you? Why aren't you serving Mexican food in a Chinese food restaurant?
Right.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hello.
Yeah, why don't I have a right to order?
If it's faith based, that means it's faith based.
I guess you can order Mexican food in a Chinese restaurant. You're just not going to get it.
Right, but or is someone going to come in and create a law that now all of a sudden this?
You have to have it all.
Right. I mean, what is that?
What kind of feedback? I mean, when you get feedback from people, I've got people in here saying this is a blatant violation of this agency's First Amendment rights. Yeah,
and it is.
But this is the part that if you had turned it around and said that every pro-choice agency, Planned Parenthood, all these had to counsel people on keeping their children. Keeping their babies. You would never see that in a law.
No. And they're not going to promote the funding for that. Although, if someone is pregnant and is on Medi-Cal, that could pay for the birth of their child. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, no, you don't see that. So that's why it just feels really backwards. And we're not spending all this time and energy being against abortion in the first place. We're not coming after them saying, hey, you know what, like, why aren't you doing this? You know, there are entities that do picket. There are entities that, you know, are pretty adamant about it. But as an organization at large, not just locally, because CareNet is a national entity, it's across North America, actually. And we don't spend time doing that in hitting the political realm. We spend all of our time and energy and resources and money and helping families.
The one of the people asked, who's going to fine you? It's the state of California, right? I mean, this is the state of California law.
State of California, and it comes back down. Right now, to my knowledge, mm-hmm. the jurisdiction, the level's at the civil level.
Okay.
So it's in the same department as a dog tag. I'm not really sure.
I don't know what to say about that one.
We yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that. It's the same as, well, it's kind of like a dog tag if you don't. Okay. Is it like not?
It's just at the civil level, so I don't know, you know, who's going to come marching in.
It wouldn't necessarily be the sheriff.
No.
It could be anybody. It's like if you, your sink is an inch too high under the ADA, American Disability Act. Somebody can come in and sue you for that, I guess. But then now, under the new laws passed, they've got to give you 6 months to fix it before they can sue you.
No, 30 days.
I know, but I'm just talking about under those ADA things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you've got people that have stepped up to fight this, though.
We do. There is about 50 of us of the 200 centers that are being represented by different entities. So we are co-plaintiffs with two other pregnancy centers. One is in Marysville. The other one is in Southern California. We are being represented by Chief Counselor Kevin Schneider from the Pacific Justice Institute. And the ACLJ is another entity that is representing people, as well as a national organization that's based in Virginia called NIFLA. NIFLA is getting ready to go kind of like a class action suit. They kind of help cover pregnancy centers across the United States legally, and they're fighting that as well. So the first appeal was denied. Excuse me, the first injunction was denied and shut down, and then there was an appeal, and then that has also been denied. And so we are in process right now.
And this is all by the circuit courts out here, though, right? The Ninth Circuit or?
Yep. It was in the Ninth Circuit where the appeal happened. And so right now I'm still waiting to hear back from Kevin. He's the one that's actually speaking. We've had tons of media contact us. And I'm like, hey, all public statements about what's happening specifically with the bill and the injunction, we're not speaking to that. All of those questions are going directly to Kevin. And so he's been speaking on behalf of us and the other entities that they're representing.
I guess I just don't understand. If you were taking Fed money, you know, I guess I'm seeing this into so many other things that are happening. If somebody doesn't want to bake a cake, they're getting fined $130,000. If somebody, you know, is disagreeing with something, all of a sudden it's a civil lawsuit. Instead of saying if you were the CareNet Church, they couldn't do this.
Well, not initially, but I'm sure they'd find a way.
Well, they're trying right now.
Right.
And they're fighting it through the Supreme Court. But if you were the CareNet Church, they couldn't do it. But since you're the CareNet Counseling Center, even though it's faith-based and you're linked into a lot of the churches around here.
Right.
Maybe they should become a church.
There's so much that goes into it. I don't know if that...
For holiness?
No.
No.
Please don't put me in that category.
No, no. Okay, we won't. We won't do that. Okay, so what's the next step?
Well, to be honest, we're just going to keep on trucking. We're going to keep on doing what we do. And this last year, we just ran numbers for 2015, and we're only open part-time because of the fact that we don't have enough funding for a full staff. But what we are doing right now is we were able to see almost 1,000 families and then seeing them almost on the average of 4,000 client visits. And so money's just going directly to serve those people. And so we're getting ready in this next season. We're actually hiring 4 positions right now. So we're starting out at part-time because of the fact that that's just the way our funding is for right now. And all of those positions, well, 2 of the 4 have the potential to go to full-time. But we are hiring a front desk receptionist at our Reading Center. We are hiring a Red Bluff Center Director. We have some transition going down there in our center. That is only open 20 hours a week. We're also hiring a nurse manager. That position will be shared between both centers so that we have the medical presence of someone at both centers, and that person has to be an RN or higher as far as their qualifications. And then we're also hiring a part-time events coordinator. So that is posted on our website, which is carenetnorcal.org. And that's coming up so we can make some changes and hopefully get in some more proper staffing. But we're still looking for volunteers as well. We've got an event coming up. Maybe we can talk about that after
the break. Yeah, we can talk about fundraising and stuff.
After the break.
Right.
It says, can you hang a sign of a picture of a baby?
Oh, stop.
Oh, no. Okay, I won't get into that one. I just read it. So, okay, I didn't read it all the way through. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. for Espresso Joe's with great coffees, lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, everything you could possibly want for coffee and the accessories for coffee, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. Just walk in there and soak up the ambiance. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages with Shelley Gibbs from CareNet. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 25th of January, Monday. 44 degrees going up to 64 today. For the next few days, looks like we're going to have no rain and maybe even a little sun. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Whether customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans, give them a call, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. And another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air, been in the North State for well over 20 years, voted best of North State for 2015, and you can see why. They do it all. Any type of heating and cooling systems, they've got it. Warranties, guarantees, they can offer them. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies, Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people know how to keep their customers really, really happy. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Shelley Gibbs from CareNet. right here. It's a pregnancy counseling center here in Reading under a big fight they're having with the state, though that's not slowing your process down, though, is it, Shelley?
No way. No way, no how.
So you're still romping with this. Somebody asked, well, what do the signs look like? And what you said was they are very specific.
They're very specific with the language that has to be stated. Linda's going to share that in just a minute. And then it has to be size 22 font. And it needs to be posted in
conspicuous.
Thank you, tongue twister. In that kind of place.
Yeah, I have that problem with mayonnaise.
Okay, 12-3472A, part of this bill, a licensed covered facility shall disseminate to clients on site the following notice in English and in the primary threshold languages for Medi-Cal beneficiaries as determined by the State Department of Health Care Services for the county in which the facility is located. The notice shall state, California has public programs that provide immediate, free, or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services, including all FDA-approved methods of contraception. That was in parentheses. Prenatal care, comma, the abortion for illegal women, period. To determine whether you qualify, comma, contact the county social services offices at, insert the telephone number.
Right.
And so, thank you. Not only are they forced to give the message is also dictated very specifically.
It is.
So you're saying, okay. So the fact is that again,
eligible women. I just said illegal. So prenatal care, well, the abortion for eligible women.
Some, a lot of them could be illegal, though.
Well, that's been such a topical thing right now. But I mean, today it's about eligible women.
Okay, let's not even go to there either.
No.
That's just another. Bag of worms.
Sorry about that.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. Yeah. Come back in.
Okay. So right now this is being fought up the chain by Pacific Justice Institute and several other agencies that are saying this is obviously a extreme example of taking away your First Amendment rights here by saying what you have to say, even specifically what you have to say, and the size font it has to be. And now they're making amendments so that they can make it even more inclusive and more. I guess you know the whole thing is kind of threatening. It's threatening to me. You know, when you're, it'd be like them coming down here and saying, "Well, you know what? If you're going to say something negative about Hillary, you've got to say something positive about Hillary."
It could go on and on.
I mean,
it's a big mess.
Right?
I mean, so if you don't do what they say, you get your first offense is a $500 fine. And then after that, if you still don't do what they say, then the next offense and every subsequent offense is $1,000 fine. So we can move on from that, but that's just kind of where it's at right now.
Well, again, I find this, again, repulsive because they're stepping all over your religious rights and your First Amendment rights, everything on this to force us. Okay. Where are we going to from here?
We've got a really big event coming up.
Let's
talk
about that.
Let's not be repulsed. Let's be excited.
We are excited.
And in the past, what we have normally done on an annual basis is in the spring, we host a Walk for Life, and that's hosted at the Sundial Bridge. It's a 5K run and a 2-mile walk. And then in the fall, we do a fundraising banquet and silent auction. So we had just hosted our silent auction and banquet in October. And for this upcoming...
Sold out.
Sold out. It was booked.
Sold out.
Wow. And so this upcoming year, we're actually going to do a couple tweaks because of the bill and some really big changes, us wanting to increase our medical services and the new hires that we're doing. We're just kind of switching it up. And so instead of hosting a walk or a banquet right now, we're actually hosting a community-wide event, and it's going to be free. So we're hoping to pack it out. It's going to be hosted on Friday, March 4th. This is up on our website as well. Friday, March 4th at Reading Christian Fellowship. Guy Asherman and his leadership team has just really partnered with us. They're on the same block as the abortion clinic, and so they have kind of an invested interest in helping celebrate families. So we are going to be hosting it there where we can seat up to 800 people. We're going to have theater seating. So there's going to be desserts and drinks only. So we're going to have refreshments. But it's just going to, we're going to showcase what's going on. So we're going to start the evening out with music. So we'll have a live band there. And then that'll be where some people can participate or socialize. We'll have a worship service. Then we're going to be sharing and hearing from some of our clients. And then our team will be our board of directors, some of our volunteers. We have one of our volunteers, Mrs. Karen Hofer, has been with us for almost 29 years. She's been a volunteer at CareNet. So there'll be some people sharing, and as well as we're going to open up the floor for Q&A. We're just going to let the community, like, we want to have a real family conversation about what's happening with this bill, where CareNet is going, and we have an opportunity that we want to share with the community as well, where a local entity has offered us land for $1 a year for 100 years that we can build our building on. And so we're not breaking ground right now, but we would like to launch a capital campaign in late 16, early 17 about what our plans are for this building and how we can grow as an entity. And so we want to invite the community to partner with us with that. And again, because we are a faith-based entity, we don't have multi-million-dollar grants that can come our way to build this building. So if the building happens, it's going to be with the hands and the feet of the local community. So at March 4th, we'll be able to share that and then just open up the floor to Q&A. We had Congressman...
How are you going to raise money on that? Is that going to be people just donate right there?
Yep, we just want people to donate. We're going to do a call to action that night. If they either want to donate specifically to the building or if they want to be donating to the ministry itself and help keep our doors open, because we're only open right now in Reading, at the Reading Center, 28 hours per week, and in Red Bluff, 20. And we would like to have both centers open full-time. So that is going to be more staffing, more funding, as well as more volunteers. And so when we, earlier in 15, in August of 15, Congressman Doug LaMalfa had actually participated at a large event. They called it the Morality Rally. And so I got to speak with him that evening for a couple of hours. We opened up the floor for Q&A, and it enabled the community at large to just ask those specific questions, like, what is happening with our government? How does that affect you? Where are you guys taking this? What are you doing? Tell us more about how you serve the community. And so we're just wanting to open up the floor, kind of like we did with the congressman, to just invite the community to participate and engage.
And I remember that from last year when they were talking about this, and I was surprised that, I mean, a lot of people showed up, but few pastors in the area it had to do with this newest law about forcing faith-based organizations who don't take government money to profit. And I guess you could say that they're out there. You have to inform everybody about abortions and to refer people to it. And there's going to be secret shoppers out there testing you.
There is.
Yep.
They're on the prowl.
So that was what the original meeting was about. But I think that's great to be able to. There's places that you should be able to be safe, and to be able to take care of people without the worry that the government is going to step on you, because you are not saying exactly what the government wants you to say, nor should you, because you've got the religious freedom not to. You're not sitting in a government office. You're not sitting in something that's being paid for by government money. Right. Then they might have something to say about it.
Right.
It's just such a step on it. And I can't understand why people don't realize this. But then again, it's sacramental. You know, thank you so much for being with us, Shelley.
Absolutely. I love it. I love being able to share. And then just on March 4th will be a great opportunity to connect more. And so because it is a free event, it's just open floor, open mic.
Do you have the information on March 4th posted on your site yet?
It is. It's right on the front page, and then you'll click, and that'll take you to the event page itself. We are doing RSVPs via phone, email, or online registration should be set up this coming week.
And your site is?
CareNetNorCal.org.
Okay.
CareNetNorCal.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Shelley. It's been really an informative morning.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny, too, is that, you know, it just seems to me, again, we get into this thing about our government, that, you know, what the government is supposed to do. And then you've got the Supreme Court looking at something here saying that the president shall take care of the laws or faithfully execute it. Any way you read this, it doesn't say the government can tell a religion what to preach. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why everybody gets so excited about it, or that a faith-based organization can be a certain way. I mean, you look at something like the Westboro Baptist Church, that group of people they're just mean and nasty. They come out and they go in front of funerals and they say horrible things. Nobody's stepping on them. And yet, you've got a religious organization, a faith-based organization that is helping, taking no money from government, working to help people, and yet they're all over you that way. I just find it, you know, somewhat strange in today.
They're coming hard and strong.
Yep. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you
for what you're doing. Thank you for your battle.
Thank you.
You're a courageous woman. Thank you. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have Mark Story from Haven Humane will be here with us, and a couple other surprises. And this week we've got a lot of people rolling through here. Brian Daly will be here Wednesday.
Fantastic.
Our assemblyman to talk about things that are going on.
Great to see him.
Yep. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. After a weekend hunkering down at home during a blizzard, East Coast residents trudging into the work week today on slippery roads amid mounds of snow that buried some cars and blocked sidewalks. Some movement is emerging today, but many government offices and schools are shut down altogether. FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker says it's going to take a few days to get the airlines back on track.
For some of the international flights, they have to bring planes back from overseas, and they have to get people back in position. Some of these are very long flights, long distances, and so it's very logistically complex.
About.com air travel expert Benay Wilson, meanwhile, says after a two-day flight delay, she's ready to get back home to Baltimore. But once she gets there, can she get home?
I know exactly what I'm coming home to. I'm hoping that I will be able to actually get home because my husband says that our streets have not been plowed. So he is, even though we have a four-wheel drive, he's not going to be able to come and get me.
There were at least 30 deaths blamed on the storm, including snow.